would like for everybody to turn to a very familiar passage of scripture, and it's found in the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 11. And I'm going to read three verses out of this book because I really feel like that God wants us to focus on a certain aspect of this. The book of 1 Corinthians chapter 11. We're going to start at verses 23, we're going to read 24, and then we're going to skip down to verse 29. Verse 23 says, "For I have received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he brake it and said, Take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me." And skipping down to verse 29, it says, "For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily, eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body." Tonight, I just wanted a very simple title for this message, and the title of this message is simply, Thanks for Communion. Thanks for Communion. As you see, why don't you just lift up your voices one more time and just let the Lord know that you love him. Just let the Lord know that you're thankful for him. I love you, Jesus. I thank you, Almighty God. You are worthy, God. I thank you, Jesus, to be able to be in your presence, to be able to be in your presence tonight. Thank you, oh God, for this opportunity and this time that we have together. Speak unto us tonight, oh God. Speak unto your people tonight, oh God. For we need a word from you, Jesus. We thank you, oh Lord. We thank you, oh Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We bless your mighty name, oh God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. God bless you. You may be seated in the name of the Lord. You know, as I was saying just a moment ago, it's a time of the year where we really just kind of reflect on all the things that are in our life that we're thankful for. And the sad thing is that we really do relegate it as far as a culture, not as far as us at this church. We're thankful all the time. But as a culture, we really just kind of relegate it to this time of the year. And that for the most part, we actually live in a culture that's with a people that's never really satisfied. That it seems like no matter how much we receive, that it's never really enough. I mean, you look at technology, you get a new phone or a tablet or whatever, and then, you know, by the next year, you know, you're needing to upgrade because there's a newer version of the same device that you have that's out. When it comes to money, you may be, you know, making a certain amount of money, but it seems like that is never enough. And if I could just make another dollar, if I could just have a little bit more, you know, we're never really just satisfied with what we have. Even when it comes to rest, I've heard so many times where people will go on vacation and they'll be gone for like maybe a week or so, a little over, and they come back and it's like, man, I really feel like I need another vacation. Like, you just rested for 7 days and you need more rest? Even to food. You know, sometimes you go out to a restaurant and you look at the menu and you see something that you really like, then you order it and you anticipate it and you get your plate, and then you have a friend that gets their plate and it's like, man, I should have ordered that. Like you're not satisfied with what you have. Like didn't you just order something that you felt like you would really enjoy, something that you know that you like, and yet still you're desiring something else? Even when it seems like status, maybe you were at one point in your life where you maybe had some sort of socioeconomic status, and maybe God has blessed you to where you maybe elevated by the world standards to another status. And yet still it seems like that's not enough, that you always want to achieve higher levels, whether it's the corporate world or just whatever, that is never really enough. That in our ambitions for more, that we tend to actually never really take time to appreciate what we already have. And not only does this apply to our daily lives, but this seems to kind of bleed over into the spiritual aspect of our life. And in particular, our relationship with Jesus. Like, how many times that God blesses us, that Jesus delivers us, that Jesus heals us, that Jesus saves us, and then the very next day we'll just complain about something else. That we never really just take the time to appreciate what God has already done. And we look at the example here in the scripture, and we